Continue to scan the horizon with the eyes of your spirit, for you are rapidly approaching a new day where the light you walk in shall be so bright that what you have walked in up until now shall seem as darkness. You have now learned how to reach through the veil and appropriate those things from the spiritual realm, to appropriate those things which are truly your inheritance. The things which are above you have set your affection upon, and now they have become your treasure. And as you gather them unto yourself, there is a reordering within you, a new understanding of your identity, a new understanding of who you are that shall release the moving of the Father's Spirit to reorder all things according to His will. Continue. Continue to yield yourself unto me, says the Spirit of grace. You are appropriating now. As you mature by those appropriations, the eyes of your understanding are being opened more clearly and more clearly to the light of my counsel, as I bring the mind of Christ to you on a day-by-day, moment-by-moment basis. All that you have seen in your spirit as being possible, all of those things are possible, says the Lord. Not only are they possible, but they have been the plan of the Father all along. But as the firstborn said, the way is narrow into those things. The way into those things is narrow indeed, and few there be that find it. But you have found it. I am pleased that you continue to come and sit in the classrooms of my training, that I may bring your walk into the light and unto the path that He has ordered for you. Be encouraged. Let nothing dissuade you. Let nothing divert you. Let nothing discourage you. Continue to be ruthless in the giving of your time in my classrooms. I say again to you, there are no limits to the dominion I will bring to your spirit, that the Father may be served by the life of Christ within you.